My name's Douglas Cormack. I originally moved here in 1972 as a four-year-old. I'm now nearly 49. I moved away for a considerable amount of time and I've been back about 10 years. In total, I've probably stayed here about 25 years and maybe the last 45 years.
So how did you find coming back to the area?
Ah, it has changed. I mean, when I first moved here in 72, things like your primary school across there weren't even there. Things like Clovenson Gardens, they were just mudfield. That's all they were, just mudfield. Didn't even have Mr. Ramjad's shop round the corner. But strangely enough, we moved from Livingston to here. Who had the local shop? Mr. Ramjad. We were on the here a matter of days. We bumped into him and he'd taken on the shop along the road.
So did you live in Clovenson when the primary school was built?
Yep. Originally, I went to Hilton Primary School, which was my place now, Canal View. So we had to walk down from here to there. I'm not bore you with silly wee tidbit stories. My first day I was there, me and John Aitchison's son, John, the oldest lad, here, Archie, we'd gone down for the first day at Hillsland. Lunchtime, we genuinely looked at each other, I didn't like this. We walked all the way back. When we were wee daughters of five, you know, people would be worried about doing that now, and quite rightly so. But we got in, walked in, my mum's like, what are you doing here? I was like, I didn't fancy that. My mum's like, you've got another 11 years of that. So they took us back down. And then that opened in 75. But I played school football for them for 2 years. I mean, I played at the Wake for 4 years as well. Went to Germany with the Wake, played football there. What was that, about 83? But my school wasn't in there at all. It was trekked down to Hillsland. And if I remember rightly, in the centre, shopping centre wasn't there originally. I think I'd go down to Sight Hill. But aye, the school wasn't there. But I went there for, 75 to 79? Then went to the Wake after that. The school was alright. I had a sister there, Sister Margaret, a nun. She was involved, not just for the Catholic, you know, Catholic students, for... Yeah, no, everybody. So they had her there, which was a bit of a strange thing. That was certainly interesting.
So what's your favourite thing about living in Clovenston?
I would say it's a sense of community. I mean, there's still a lot of faces around me back in the day. I mean, I was talking to people I'd probably never seen for, in some cases, probably 40 years. People like Sass. I mean, I used to play football with Sass when we were small children, when it was sales in primary, when you used to walk in the... There used to be football pitches at the top where the railway track runs parallel. So we used to play that probably every Friday night, me and Sass, but he's never changed. He's still a cheeky beggar. I knew straight away who it was because he's never really changed. Everywhere you went here, people played football. Everywhere. There was always people playing football. That's sad to see that you don't see that. And it's just moved on, but nah, football. We were talking about that night. You couldn't go anywhere for people playing football. And I think that's just changed. Plus the area's changed. There's been a lot of building on the area. I say to you about sense of community and stuff like that. There's a thing missing there, though. Like, I used to have all the gala days back in the day. I used to have them, and that was quite a thing. Things like that, I'm all for it. But aye, the buildings, they've knocked a lot down. Things have changed. Is it better, structure-wise? I suppose it is. It's not as much a sort of concrete jungle as, say, if it was before, where everything was very grey, I would say. But aye, there's a sense of community still there, certainly, I would say. Definitely, aye. I'm glad to stay here, certainly. I'm with the Housing Association, who are a good support, so the support network's there. I mean, I think people have got local amenities closer to these things when they're there back in the day. I think it's onwards and upwards, certainly, for Clovenstone. I don't know what the plans are for the area long term, but certainly I think, you know, the sense of community spirit is there. It's always been there, and that will never go away. But we'll see what happens down the road. But I can only praise the area long may it continue, I would say.